She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, how long is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Owned and operated. We are Rio Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packard. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore today issuing a blanket pardon for misdemeanor marijuana offenses.
We cannot celebrate the benefits of legalization if we do not address the consequences of criminalization.
More than 100,000 convicted people affected. A wildfire raging north of Los Angeles broke out this weekend. It's one of 12 wildfires burning across California, consuming thousands of acres. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy recommending cigarette-style warning labels on social media, citing mental health risks for young people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolving Israel's war cabinet. This a day after a key member of the body left the government over frustrations around Israel's handling of the war with Hamas. Russian President Vladimir Putin making his first trip to North Korea in decades tomorrow as he works to secure more weapons for Russia's war with Ukraine. Wall Street, the Dow up 103 points. This is ABC News. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay says he's lucky to be alive after a serious bike accident in Connecticut. He's urging his followers on social media to wear a helmet before cycling. ABC's Andrew Dimber takes a closer look at cyclists around the world gearing up for a safer ride.
More than 1,000 bicyclists died in crashes with motor vehicles in the U.S. in 2022, a record high. In cities like New York, bike ridership is reaching historic levels. Some riders opting for speedier e-bikes, which now make up 75% of all deadly bike crashes in the city. Even overseas, cyclists are getting serious about safety. In the traditionally helmet-free Netherlands, the government is now urging citizens to protect their heads because of an increase in serious injuries.
A former CDC director is predicting a bird flu pandemic. Dr. Robert Redfield claims it's only a matter of time before the virus begins spreading between humans. Bird flu has spread to dairy cows. So far, 3 U.S. farm workers infected. Dave Packer, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, chance of a storm with lows around 74. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on your Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny. Windy with a high near 88. For Wednesday, chance of showers and storms, 75. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 77. Friday, showers and storms in 82.
It's 57 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The life journey of a soldier from Kenosha who died in World War II finds closure today. Ted Allen has more.
Though U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Casimir Lobatz died in France in September of 1944, his remains weren't identified until 2 years ago. Lobatz, who earned a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart for his service, will be buried with full military honors Monday at Arlington National Cemetery. He was the son of Polish immigrants who moved to Kenosha in 1916.
A toddler is dead after being struck and killed by a truck in a Milwaukee park on Sunday. According to the sheriff's department, the boy was hit after witnesses said the truck sped through a parking lot on the city's northwest side. There's no information on what led to the collision or what charges the driver will face. Three people were safe after a single-engine plane crash in Sheboygan County that happened near the Memorial Airport. The FAA is investigating. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand, 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telcom. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. A Mondovi man has been arrested after a UTV versus tank accident in Mondovi on Saturday. According to Mondovi police, 40-year-old Christopher Schultz was driving a UTV on Oak Street near Veterans Memorial Park early Saturday morning, left the roadway, drove over a curb, hit multiple signs before crashing into an M60 main battle tank head-on that was on display at the park. Police observed signs of impairment. Schultz was taken into custody for operating a UTV under the influence of an intoxicant. The city of Durand will have to make some changes to the Tarrant Park pool building. During the city council meeting last week, Public Works Director Matt Gillis told the council additional showers were going to have to be installed inside the building due to changes in state law. Durand Mayor Patrick Millard says there will be some additional costs due to the changes.
So we had to make some changes. It was reported last night that we made those changes, and by the next meeting we should have an idea. We know that it's obviously there's some costs involved in this, but as we said, that's why we have contingency to make sure those things are covered.
According to Millard, while there is a contingency fund for the project, the city's also saved some money on other parts of the project that will help cover the additional costs. No one was hurt in a house fire in Lake Halley yesterday. Crews say the fire started in one room but quickly spread to the rest of the home. Firefighters said it took them 15 minutes to knock down the flames once they arrived. No word on the cause of the fire or how much damage it did to the home. The boutique damaged by an apartment collapse in Chippewa Falls is moving to a new location until repairs can be made. No one was living in the apartment above Iris Boutique, and no one was in the store when the collapse happened last week. Iris will stay on North Bridge Street, but occupy the space that used to be Lucy's Eatery. The city inspector says the owner of the damaged building has 60 days to restore the site. The last time the building was inspected was in January, that according to the Chippewa Falls Fire Department. A Wisconsin sergeant is under arrest and accused of child sex crimes. The Taylor County Sheriff's Department conducted a search in the village of Spencer at the unnamed Clark County Sergeant's home before his arrest. The warrant came from an Internet Crimes Against Children investigation. There are four charges against the suspect, who was released after paying more than $12,000 in bonds. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Western Wisconsin is getting its first real taste of summer this week. The National Weather Service says the WRDN listening area will be seeing hot and humid days to start the week. Some areas could also see strong storms with the heat and humidity. Wisconsin's return to summer comes after a warm and wet spring that left the state with a bit too much water. There are also some flooding concerns. Forecasters say there's a chance for additional rain Tuesday and Wednesday. That could cool things down a bit. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss is asking for a pause in installing the three Flock license plate reader cameras in the city. While the mayor thinks the cameras are a good idea, he's concerned about the yearly cost and the effect it will have on the police department budget.
I think they do serve a valuable purpose. I just want to make sure that the taxpayers for the city aren't unduly burdened to top rate these things. When we compare ourselves sometimes to some of the larger communities, remember there are obviously more people there, larger tax base, and then obviously gives you a larger operating budget. So when we're dealing sometimes with small budgets and small departments, you know, we have a long list of things that we want, and there are a lot of those things that are good ideas. It's a matter of our ability to pay.
Specifically, Weiss wants to know if the city would still be able to afford the cameras if and when the city police department is back at full staff. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator says he's encouraged by the progress being made to fill the void created when HSHS closed its two hospitals in the Chippewa Valley. Senator Ron Johnson over the weekend said he met with leaders of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative. He likes what they're saying. Johnson says he hopes the co-op can be a bridge until Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls have new hospitals. The co-op is looking to open a new clinic, but has not yet said when that would happen. The prison in Stillwater, Minnesota is back to its normal schedule after a weekend death. The Minnesota Department of Corrections say a 22-year-old inmate was found dead in the prison Saturday morning. No one's saying just how the inmate died, but investigators say it looks like a death related to synthetic drugs. The prison was placed on a temporary lockdown on Saturday. Department of Corrections managers say that lockdown was lifted yesterday. A daycare worker has been arrested in Rochester after allegedly injuring a young child with a pizza cutter. Police arrested 26-year-old Adriana Newburn of Pipestone Thursday. Investigators say Newburn was arguing with a co-worker when she allegedly grabbed a pizza cutter and threatened to injure the co-worker's child. She reportedly went to the infant room and began swinging the pizza cutter, hitting the co-worker's child. Newburn's facing multiple charges, including felony assault of a child and making terroristic threats. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Temperatures are rising in Wisconsin, and the chances of pavement buckling are increasing with them. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says pavement can buckle when the weather quickly changes from cold to very hot. The department says this causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against each other, potentially resulting in unexpected bumps or dips in the road. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, chance of a storm with lows around 74. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on your Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, windy with a high near 88. For Wednesday, chance of showers and storms, 75. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 77. Friday, showers and storms in 82. It's 57 at our studios.
A thriller at AmFam. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in Milwaukee. The Brewers and Reds in the rubber game of their series. This one was a thriller.
Yelich bunts. Here comes Terang. Throw to the plate. No, he eats it. Yelich with a safety squeeze and a base hit. And it's 5-3 Brewers.
The Brewers took that lead into the ninth. And thanks to Blake Perkins, go ahead and make this your ringtone today.
Here's a 2-1. Espinal in the air. That is going to fall for a base hit. They're going to send the runner. Throw to the plate. The catch. The tag. He's out to end the game.
Ryan Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin. The final score 5-4. The Brewers take the game and the series from the Reds. So Milwaukee is now 13 games over 500. They've got a 6.5 game lead in the division and the 6th best record in all of baseball. Still,
I don't feel like we're playing good, but I feel like we gutted it out. We walked the go-ahead run. Everybody might say that's easy. You're walking the go-ahead run in the bottom of the ninth. He's hitting 235. Doesn't sometimes get to the high fastball. You got a high fastball guy in the mound. And that little kid behind him that got the base hit at the end, trust me, I know what a good player. And I know how he's played late. Not surprised he got a hit. You know, it's just doing it our way. And I think that's what we have to do.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, his team now hits the West Coast for 3 with the Angels and 4 with the Padres starting tonight in Anaheim. Elsewhere in baseball, Marshfield's own found the range with the bases full of Blue Jays.
2-0. Swing and a fly ball, towering to right field. Brennan slowing on the track. It's out of here. Grand slam, Dalton Varsho, and the Blue Jays lead 6-2.
They need all of those runs. Blue Jays radio with the call. The final score, Toronto 7, Cleveland 6. And at basketball, the Celtics are back home trying to win the NBA championship on their home court tonight. Game time tonight is set for 7:30. Boston leads Dallas 3-1 in the series. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
What's better than a Tuesday? Well, pretty much everything. But now KFC has $10 Tuesdays, which means you can get 8 hot, juicy drums and thighs for just $10. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. It's also a pretty simple one, so we've got time to repeat it again. $10, 8 drums and thighs from Kentucky Fried Chicken on Tuesdays. It's $10 every Tuesday at KFC. $10 Tuesdays. Okay, I think you get it. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax, tip, and fees extra.
The defending champ is back on top in Iowa. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney claimed his first win of the season last night, taking the checkered flag in the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol in the series' first visit to the Iowa Speedway. Blaney held off William Byron by 7/10 of a second at the finish.
A few more wins here.
It's tough, you know, getting those things around there and bouncing around and losing tons of grip. But at the same time, you're driving super hard down in the corner. So it's just a cool racetrack. I thought it put on pretty good racing, and our car was kind of versatile. So that part makes it even more fun.
With the win, Blaney has won at the Newton, Iowa facility in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and now the Cup Series. See the full results at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Ricci. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Keep an eye on your hay bales. Desperate times bring out desperate thieves. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Stay tuned to learn how to protect your hay from being ripped off as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Of hay bale theft tends to rise when the economy is down or it was a bad growing season. Maybe the producer notices hay slowly disappearing over time, or the thieves take an entire rack of bales all at once. Brian Waddingham is the executive director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. He says thieves will take whatever is the most convenient for the crime, so make it harder for them to even consider it.
Obviously, the one that would be best is if you wouldn't have to leave the bales in the field overnight, that you could take them up to your farmstead and put them away. But, you know, if that's not an option, probably the next easiest method would be to put a gate across the field entrance, padlock it shut, just don't allow them access to get into the field. You know, you could also ask nearby neighbors to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity at night. They would happen to see lights in the field after dark.
Another option is to put up trail cameras that would capture a license plate number. Some have put a GPS device inside a bale, so if it starts moving, it could be tracked. It can be very difficult to prove the stolen loot was yours and get it back. But Waddingham says some states allow producers to mark hay with a colored food dye.
If the thieves are taking the bales home to use for their own livestock, you're probably not going to find it. But if they're going to take those bales and try to sell them at a hay auction and there's red or purple marks on them from the food dye, then it becomes a little easier to identify them and say they are my bales.
If you or your neighbors see suspicious activity in the field, call the sheriff and let them handle it. Waddingham recommends that you not try to intervene because you never know the mentality of these criminals. Learn more about preventing hay theft at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
61 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. July down 42 to 2025. August down 37 to 2077. September down 28 to 2046. October down 12 at 1998. Cheese markets were lower today. Barrels down 2 to 2 even. 40-pound blocks down 5.5 to 191.5. 7 trade of barrel, 4 trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 1.75 to 3.10¾, 2 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 119.25, no trades. Dry whey up 1 to 48. 1 trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower on the day as the traders settle into a new week. While they had the big jump in the cash markets last week, the trade continues to look for reassurance that the market is indeed meant to continue to trade higher and that there would also be some follow-through on that demand. Meanwhile, hog markets are moving mostly higher. Traders are hopeful that domestic demand will remain strong in the market and that the technical support in the futures complex will continue to hold. Hog prices on the direct morning hog report were unavailable due to confidentiality, and that could provide some pressure in the market, but so far, markets are still moving higher. June live cattle still up 32 cents to 187.15. August down 52 cents to 182.65. October down 42 cents to 184.42. August feeder cattle down $1.02 to 260.95. September down 37 cents to 262.32. And October down 17 cents to 262.92. July hogs up $1.37 to 95.02. August up 95 cents to 91.40, and October up 35 cents to 77.10. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. Weather's the primary driver right now in the market. Too wet in the northwestern belt, too dry and warm in the southern and eastern belt, but most traders are not concerned as they're looking at the long-term forecasts and seeing what could be improved weather next week, and therefore are really not showing any interest in buying as the commodity funds are aggressively selling. July corn down 6 to 444. September down 7.25 to 449¾. New crop down 7.5 to 462¾. July beans down 19¾ to 1160. August down 19¾ to 1148.5. New crop down 18¼ to 1131.5. July soybean meal down 860 to 359.80. July soybean oil, though, now up 9 cents to 43.77 due to strength in the oil markets. July wheat in Chicago down 20¾ to 592. September down 20 to 608.5. Minneapolis wheat July down 19¾ to 635¾. September down 20½ to 645½. Energy markets today, July crude oil up $1.28 to 79.73. August up $1.12 to 79.17. July and August gas both up 3 cents, July at 243, August at 241. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. What does sustainability mean for the beef industry? We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Sustainability means different things to different people. Samantha Wirth, Director of Sustainability with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talks about what sustainability means for the beef industry.
Oh, man. Well, we've been doing a lot of work here at NCBA. We launched sustainability goals about 3 years ago, November of 2021. We launched our sustainability goals. So we really focus on helping to define for the industry what is sustainability, what does it mean for U.S. beef. For us, that comes down to the animals, the people, and the planet. So we are really focused in on what can we do as a cattle ranching producing community to advance sustainability initiatives, continuously improve as we have been for decades, and be able to leverage that work that we're doing to share across the broader industry to let them know, hey, we're here and we're doing all these wonderful things and sustainability is U.S. beef.
She says sustainability discussions have to start with producers' ability to survive financially.
Yes. So everything stems back to that financial perspective. So we do a lot here thinking about if we're talking about a new grazing management strategy that is going to help with enhancing biodiversity on the land, are there ways that we can add value for producers to help get them paid essentially for that work that they're doing to enhance biodiversity? And anything that we're doing, we're looking at what are the opportunities to get support and what are the ways that we're going to really improve profitability for a producer if we're implementing sustainability practices.
A large number of people outside of the beef industry have their own ideas about beef sustainability.
We get that a lot of people coming in and kind of thinking through, hey, we call it carbon myopia, right? The focus is really on how do we reduce methane emissions from cattle or how do we enhance carbon sequestration? And there are a lot of things that we actually can do and are doing in terms of how we just manage our animals already. So we kind of try to focus those conversations on here's what's viable for a producer and here's maybe why some of the things you might ask aren't viable, but here's a compromise or here's a workaround that will work.
Samantha Wirth with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheesemakers produce over 600 varieties, types, and styles of cheeses? Americans' per capita cheese consumption was 33.5 pounds in 2011, and a one-ounce slice of Wisconsin cheese contains about the same amount of protein as an 8-ounce glass of milk. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by BioVet. BioVet offers a complete line of products, including capsules, pastes, soluble powders, calf and cattle electrolytes, and daily feed additives for your dairy herd. Find out more by visiting bio-vet.com.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has certified the 2024 Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors election results. In District 5, which includes Dunn and St. Croix counties, Kay Zwald of Hammond was reelected. In District 14, which includes Jackson, La Crosse, and Trempealeau counties, Annalise Wagner of Ettrick was elected. And in District 20 in Richland and Sauk counties, Jessica Kelly of Rock Springs was elected. Those three will begin 3-year terms as elected members of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors starting July 1st. The Dairy Innovation Hub held a dairy symposium May 15th at Memorial Union at UW-Madison. During the day-long event, which drew over 200 attendees, scientists shared and discussed their hub-funded work with researchers, students, campus colleagues, and others. Through sessions, keynote presentations, and breakout discussions, the Dairy Symposium highlighted examples of the Hub's most advanced research and facilitated discussions on how the work can help meet the challenges facing the dairy industry. The symposium is the academic focus companion to the Public Focus Dairy Summit that is held in November. The Dairy Innovation Hub is funded through a $7.8 million investment by the state of Wisconsin, harnessing the research and developments at UW-Madison, Platteville, and River Falls campuses to keep Wisconsin's $45.6 billion dairy community at the global forefront in producing nutritious dairy foods in an economically, environmentally, and socially sustainable manner. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agriculture Research Service and the University of Wisconsin-Madison's College of Agricultural and Life Sciences hosted a groundbreaking ceremony last week in Prairie du Sac for the construction of a new world-class dairy research facility that would expand the two organizations' longstanding partnership to tackle issues affecting dairy farmers across the country. Scheduled for completion in 2027 and administered by the Agriculture Research Service's Dairy Forage Research Center in partnership with UW-Madison, the new facility and its associated buildings will house robotic milking systems, chambers for measuring greenhouse gas emissions, an advanced animal nutrition unit, and state-of-the-art laboratories for agronomy and dairy sciences, as well as offices and a visitor center. The 36th World Pork Expo hosted more than 12,000 producers and industry professionals from 37 countries at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines last week. World Pork Expo brings out the best in the swine industry, said Lori Stevermeyer, NPPC president and Minnesota pork producer. Exhibitors look forward to talking with the producers from all over the country and around the world. Several exhibitors noted that after a long period of losses, producers are beginning to reinvest in their facilities, adopting new technologies and asking questions so they can continue to raise pork efficiently and effectively. Producers discussed several priorities with exhibitors, including precision feeding to reduce feed costs and improve the sustainability of their operations. The American Petroleum Institute teamed up with agriculture groups to sue EPA over its light-duty and medium-duty vehicle emission standards for model years 2027 to 2023. While API is the lead partner, the fence post says the National Corn Growers Association and American Farm Bureau Federation are co-petitioners. By approving tailpipe standards that focus exclusively on electric vehicles, EPA ignored the benefits corn ethanol plays in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, said NCGA President Harold Woolley. It may take decades to get enough electric vehicles on the road to significantly lower emissions. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says impractical standards for light-duty and medium-duty trucks will drive up the cost of farm vehicles and force farmers to rely on charging networks that don't exist in rural areas. The new rule requires 68% of new passenger vehicles and 43% of new medium-duty trucks and vans to be electric by 2032. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Active weather to start the new week in our ag weather forecast, as we'll have chances of showers and storms at times over the next few days. Some of those storms could also be severe. Some of those storms will also bring some very heavy rain as well. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have showers and thunderstorms. High 74 to 79. Relative humidities at 71 to 76%. Northeast winds at 5 to 10. Shifting to the southeast this afternoon. Gusting up to 20. Anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy early. Then becoming partly cloudy. A 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 88 to 90%. 93%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25 to 30, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and storms. Warmer, highs 85 to 90. Relative humidity is at 53 to 58%. South winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 35. We'll see a trace to 5/100 of an inch of precipitation and about 7 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. Thursday, cloudy, showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine? Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy. And tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a dinner to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? How at the moon? Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7, come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Maybe just a little, I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road, find a thing to hang your clothes.
baby, tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, but we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take you there now. Do I, if you wanna dance real slow, go fly down to lane room, find a limb to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now, act just like you don't care. Till the sun, howl at the moon. Oh, baby, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up till the sun, howl at the moon? Baby, tell me the truth, do I make you wanna let your hair down, let your hair down?
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss, sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling into bed after slipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time. With your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe, from the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open. I'd be tossing and turning all night, babe, yeah. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. As the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Yeah, no matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Just wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
The first thing I did when you said goodbye, you said myself down and
Red dress on in the downtown, dancing till the break of dawn. Hey, girls gotta do what a girl's gotta do. And now I've gotta get to getting over you. Too bad I gotta do it with someone new. But hey, girls gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
So good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. Thank you. castle from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. Yeah, watch out, brother, for that long black train. That day.